And they're off for another Give270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby-winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
All right, everybody, on this Whiskey Quickie, we're taking a look at Bradshaw Bourbon. Now, you probably might know the name Bradshaw because you are, right? You were thinking of Terry Bradshaw. He is the four-time Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he partnered with Green River Distilling, which we reviewed before on this, with the Wheel Horse Bourbon, and we're actually big fans of all the stuff that's coming out of Owensboro right now. So it has it's got a good mash bill of 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley. It has a proof of 103.8, which is they'd like to talk about this one a lot because 51.9% was Terry Bradshaw's passing percentage completion.
Ah.
So that's how they came to the proof on this.
Right? I like it.
It is aged at least 2 years and has an SRP of $40.
Touchdown, Terry.
Yeah. Here we go.
I watch him every Sunday on Fox. He's the man.
You know, it's always a little iffy going into these sometimes because it's a celebrity bourbon, and you just want to make sure that it hopefully meets the expectations of what it is, and it's just not all.
For some reason, I have trust in Terry in this one. You know, I don't know.
Like I said, we
you're a four-time Super Bowl champ. You're gonna nail the bourbon.
All right, well let's get into it. We just cracked it open, so we'll find out on the nose.
Got like a green apple.
Almost got like a peanut butter, like peanut brittle.
Or peanut brittle, you know, peanut brittles in apples.
It's true. Or you can dip them in caramel.
Yeah, I get like honey. You know that sauce it's like a caramel sauce, but you would dip apples in, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. You get them at Kroger.
The Marizetti's or whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like bringing my childhood back. At parties. That's the only thing I would eat out of those party trays.
All right. Let's get on the taste here.
Get some like buttered popcorn, a little bit of like caramel corn too thrown in there. It's like a, you know, you got the three tins. You leave the cheese one out, but you got regular.
Always leave the cheese one.
Yeah, but you got the caramel and the butter together. And then I get a little bit of that, a lot of caramel and a lot of that apple note on the finish.
Yeah, the apple note, I think that might be a little synonymous with being 2 years. I mean, there's just a little bit of hint of youth there, but hey, I think what they've done partnered over at Green River, it's still a good offering.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and we'll rate this. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Sideways, didn't get a ton. You know, that slight apple nose really just stood out to me, which you thought was peanut brittle, but, you know, nor nay or there.
Yeah. Whose side do you want to be on here?
Yep.
On the taste?
I actually like the taste. Thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I really like that butter, popcorn, and caramel kind of notes. It was an easy sipping whiskey, so I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
All right. And the finish?
Sideways, there's not like a ton.
Then
it kind of opens up to some of those youth notes kind of come out towards the end. So it could do some more time in the barrel, but so far, a good start.
Yeah, and that's what the good thing is when you just started 2 years, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more barrels to come after this. So I'm sure that age will just keep creeping up and it'll get better.
Yeah, they made the playoffs this year. Maybe next
maybe
year.
Maybe they'll get to the
Super Bowl.
Maybe. Division champs. Let's start there.
Division champs.
All right, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.